This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of mentally ill vagrants wiping their butt on your lawn every day, literally. And you can't do anything because they have autonomy and you can't tell them what to do. But Britney Spears can be prevented from having kids by a conservatorship? I mean, it just seems very strange to me.
Well, the difference, Tucker, is that Britney Spears had a lot of money, and therefore she had a lot of people who were willing to go to court to try to get access and control over that money, and that's exactly what they did. She can't decide how to spend anything. Now, I've talked to some people here in California. I'm in L.A. right now. I've talked to some people here who say that the attorney that is the court-appointed attorney for her and the judge are very fair and just people. The problem is Britney Spears didn't pick this lawyer. Her lawyer is court appointed. That means the judge picked the lawyer. When she said she wasn't allowed to get her own lawyer, she's exactly right, because she's not even considered to have the capacity to contract with a lawyer, much less be given the money by her father to pay for a lawyer. So she can't even choose her own lawyer in a country like this where everyone has a lawyer.
I just think it's so strange and worth paying attention to. I remember when they took Alex Jones off all platforms. People said, oh, he's Alex Jones. He's just crazy. You know, who cares? We're not going to defend Alex Jones. And the next thing you know, it's like Parler's gone. Everyone you know has been deplatformed, right? Or Julian Assange. They didn't like what he printed, so they threw him in prison. Oh, it's just Julian Assange. Don't worry. We should worry when an American citizen, when an individual is treated like this, I think. So I am really glad that you explained that for us tonight. Francie Higgs, thank you. Rose McGowan, thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Hi, Tucker. Nice to meet you, too. I also have an open mind.
Well, this is my favorite quality in a person. Thank you. So I'm coming at this cold. I, again, haven't seen Britney Spears since 2003. I just read she's been under conservatorship. Make the case, if you would. What is it, and why is that bad or good?
Well, in my opinion, and in many others, it's bad. Imagine you're a 25-year-old young woman or young human who has been forced to perform since as long as she could walk to support her family. Yes. Her father put her under conservatorship at age 25. Many in the media laughed and scorned her when she shaved her head. I lived in Hollywood during that time, and I've made it my life's mission to tell all of you out there what so many of you really know deep down, that fame and Hollywood and the media machine are rotten to the core, and they do hurt and they do damage. At age 25, her father and a judge ruled, with many paid-off doctors' help, that Britney Spears had dementia. So, since then, she's gone on to do a 5-year residency in Vegas, 2 shows a day. She's gone on a tour in 2018. And what happened today is literally a cultural landmark moment. It is a cultural reset. She got to speak for the first time, I believe, in her life, honestly and openly. And what has been done to her is horrific. And I know it seems like, why should we care about a rich pop princess, right? But I think it's deeper than that. And I think it goes to what you talk a lot about, which is the rot in the machine and how society also plays a part in a weird form of oppression.
Man, I mean, you've pushed all my buttons, I have to say. I mean, the idea that the individual is crushed by forces larger than her and that deep down it really is rotten, and that people are treated as disposable objects rather than as human beings with souls. I mean, that's all a display every single day. So, pardon my ignorance, but quickly, conservatorship means she can't make basic life decisions for herself?
Absolutely none. She can make no decisions when she sees her kids, what medicine she takes. She said today, Britney Spears said they put her on lithium. That is an incredibly helpful drug for some, but a hardcore drug. She said she was doped out, I'm summarizing. And she I think, is ready to blow the lid. She said today she's so angry it's insane. And I understand that kind of rage after being the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't say that.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio Triselenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he came out a few months ago with the video that's posted at GatewayPundit.com. And we may get it played later, but if you want to see it, GatewayPundit.com has a whole article about it that we'll put on screen for viewers so they can go see this and back this up for themselves. And so that's the one request I have. We just put the article on screen. There it is. Now we have proof. FBI and DHS attempted to recruit Green Beret to infiltrate Oath Keepers before January 6th riot, and he recorded it. And that full interview and the full video of all of it is at GatewayPundit.com and has been a major, major, huge, important breakthrough piece of information. And I was just glad that Bandot Video was there because they tried to censor it on YouTube and Twitter. It got, I think, a couple million views last time I checked when we were able to repost it to Bandot Video. That's why Bandot Video is so precious and why I'm so glad that Jeremy Brown and some of his folks reached out to us, because this is key information in all of this. And now we're getting more video as they continue to try to recruit other people to do similar things like this. Jeremy Brown's a U.S. Army veteran whistleblower. He's a proud father, former small business owner, and decorated U.S. Army Special Forces combat veteran who served for 20 years in the U.S. military. He's an American first patriot who has challenged the Democrat establishment in Florida when he ran for the U.S. Congress in 2020. To this day, he still fights for the promises of our forefathers, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which means he is a white supremacist, according to the chairman, joins the staff. Good to have you here, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. And Alex, it's actually better than that, because it was Bandot Video that broke the story. Brandon Gray at JustAnotherChannel.com, a fellow InfoWarrior, he's the one that broke it March 5th, and a Gateway Pundit picked it up from you guys, and then now we're basically recycling it again. So it just goes to show the value of the InfoWars audience and the various channels that are out there on Bandot Video.
And if we have time, we'll play that video. The importance of this, obviously, is right in front of us. You got the floor here. Talk about your experience, what they said, what they did. People can see the video for themselves at GatewayPundit.com. Talk about where you see this going. Because for me, just as a guy that researches history, they're branding the American people as white supremacists, anybody that's pro-gun, pro-family, pro-election integrity, and saying there's an imminent war about to happen and they want to arrest members of Congress. I'm sure you've seen all these FBI agents on TV, all of it, but you were there. They tried to recruit you ahead of the 6th to be part of the obvious infiltration and provocateur operation.
And actually, that's what brought me out of the shadows, because this happened December 9th, shortly after I had just joined the Oath Keepers. And it was the blatant lies that I'm watching Christopher Wray sit up there on Capitol Hill lying through his teeth about what actually happened there. I was there on January 6th. And so that's when I decided to contact Brandon and get the story out. And because I needed other veterans to know that you're the targets of this, right? They're going to continually do this. They're going to try to infiltrate you because this is unconventional war, asymmetric war, unrestricted war, whatever title you want to give it. The idea is to destroy these groups that they see as a threat. First of all, the American people they see as a threat, but those that are already awake and understand what's going on, like the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, or any variety of other organizations that are out there that have been following this for years, they are the threat to these tyrants. And so after November 3rd, I said, you know, it's time to link up with one of these groups or multiple of these groups and let them know what they're about to go through. And what I explained to them is exactly what happened. They were attempted to be and obviously were infiltrated by federal agents and federal operatives.
And more footage is coming out of not just Jaden X working for CNN, 90,000, we now learn to go stage it, trying to get folks to burn it down, working with other groups. We now have more videos of more leftists dressing up, posing as media, provocateuring people. I mean, this was very easy. You get a million people, you trick a few hundred to attack, the police are going to attack back, and more are going to attack. You've started a barroom brawl.
Exactly. I mean, and it's even worse because, see, and I talk about this a lot, they project their insanity onto us. And so they expected what you see in the media, the narrative, is what they expected to happen. So they already had the scripts written. It's just like everything else, the SPARS pandemic, Cladex, Event 201. They script all this. And so they already have the storylines written to deliver to the Mockingbird media. And so when we didn't react like a bunch of mind-numb robots, well, then their narrative didn't match what everyone who was there saw, and that's why it's falling apart.
So you agree that it was a misfire? Like the what we saw was 1/1000th of what they wanted?
Oh, yeah, of course, 100%. It would be the equivalent if only Building 7 fell. That's what it would be the equivalent of, right? But see, they know that if everything would have went the way they wanted to, then everything would be matching, and then it would take years to discover the truth. But now you see only a few months after the events, it's all falling apart, and it's because their narrative doesn't match what hundreds of thousands on the Capitol grounds and millions who were at the actual rally saw that day. And so now people are coming forward because, honestly, people have been scared up to this point. And now I think they're seeing people like myself, and I'm a nobody. I just don't like liars. And so there's still
you're not a nobody. You're a great patriot, a veteran, and you are. You have video that we can play later of them literally coming to your house and before this and trying to get you to go be part of this and lead this.
Right, and not only that, like I actually recorded their recruitment interview, and I told them I was going to be recording it. It took about 15 minutes, and if you go to the video on Just Another Channel through Band.Video. We go line by line. We pause it. We say, what were they doing here? What did they mean by that? And they literally mentioned something happening in January. And this was before the president had even tweeted about the events. See, this was December 9th. He didn't tweet about it until December 19th.
This is the smoking gun for radio listeners. It's breaking. FBI agents attempted to recruit former Green Beret to infiltrate Oath Keepers Proud Boys. We should probably add to the headline ahead of January 6th. I mean, this is smoking gun. It's got 1.5 million views. It needs 100 million views to literally expose what's happening. And in fact, I bet you'd love to be called to Congress to testify.
I would love to address my employees because they have not been performing to standard.
So let's start at the beginning. We're going to play the video coming up later. But let's start at the beginning. They come to your house, what they say to you, and then what it's like then watching January 6th unfold.
Well, so they came to the house. They actually knocked on the door. My girlfriend answered the door, even though she wasn't supposed to, and had already told me that somebody was at the door. We thought it was an air conditioning repair guy. So I actually come to the door only to find two federal agents, and they're asking for me. But, of course, they never ask me directly, so I never say anything. So they're standing there. We're looking at each other. He hands me their card. And they're like, you know, just to let them know that, you know, we'd like to talk to him. And they use the cover story of, we want to talk to him about some things he had posted online. So, you know, they called my cell phone. I didn't answer. Finally, I emailed them and then started the negotiation about when we would meet, the circumstances of the meeting. And then that's when, on December 9th, I actually sat down with the two agents. I audio recorded the whole thing and then kind of kept it to myself. Then I actually went up to January 6th to help pull security for the Stop the Steal. The detail I was on was actually the same detail Jessica Watkins, Kelly Meggs, who are all in prison now, was on, of the mother of one of the speakers. And we escorted her from the Ellipse down to the Capitol. And so I had firsthand knowledge and of just everything, the run up to it, you know, and the narrative that there was massive planning. Look, I was pissed at the lack of planning. So it's completely comical.
They have a word for it in the Marines, I guess, cluster F-U.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, hey, you know, I was the F and G, the F and new guy, right? So I kind of just stood back, and the reality is that we were there to protect people. And hundreds of people that day would come up and say, thank you for being here. Gosh, we feel so safe knowing that y'all are here. And that's the reality. We were there to protect American citizens that were exercising their First Amendment right from those who would have wished to cause harm on them. And that's the true story.
So let's lay out what happened that day, what the FBI did. We've got the video. And then where it's going now, because, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but they are pre-programming false flag everywhere, imminent. Anyone that opposes the communist takeover is a white supremacist. That's how they're dividing the two sides. How do we expose that? How do we stop that? How do we stop the false flag that General Flynn has warned about and so much more with Jeremy Brown? And you can find him at protonmail.com. Give, send, go.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com is strong, and the video from a few months ago was powerful. Him sitting down with the FBI and them saying something big's coming up on January 6th before Trump had even announced it. They were pre-programming. We want you to infiltrate these groups. The footage of them coming up the front door, we'll roll some of that B-roll for TV viewers, but the most important thing to do is just go to Band.video, and we'll post it back right now, guys, as the featured video at the top, because with everything happening right now, this is smoking gun. So Jeremy Brown, former Green Beret, Patriot, who they tried to infiltrate. Then you went to D.C. You witnessed what really happened. Lay out where you think we are now and what they're currently doing. Because you're an expert on this. You experienced it from before it happened, the day of the event, with all your background in the military. You're an expert on this. What do you see in the programming of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Chairman, the Secretary of Defense saying the new doctrine of the entire government is attack white supremacists? That's defined as anyone questioning elections, anyone questioning open borders, anyone questioning forced inoculations. That's in the new official policy report that Biden put out last Tuesday. I mean, this is a declaration of war against the American people, in my view. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And luckily, we have the recording of the president of the United States threatening the American people that if they want to overthrow the government, they're going to need F-15s and nuclear weapons. I mean, if that doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will. I mean, and I've been calling over the last few days for SF Command to strip General Milley of his Special Forces tab because he has literally allowed an unconventional warfare operation to take place and be successful right under his command, on his watch. And so he does not deserve to wear the same tab and the Green Beret that I wear. In my opinion, and I guarantee you there are thousands of Green Berets that would agree with me, because on his watch, America, the Republic, has fallen. And I truly believe that. And it's not just January 6th. This is just one of the many different things that are leading up to this. Look at the vaccine death, the psychological, biological attack through
COVID. America is under attack. This is the new world war. It's begun.
Oh yeah, the attack is been underway for quite some time. And I tell people all the time, this is the most successful sneak attack because most people don't even realize that it's happened. I mean, it makes the Trojan horse tactic look
Troy look tame.
Yeah, exactly. And I think bad things are on the horizon, and I would love to be positive. Your guest yesterday from Black Guns Matter, I can't remember, I'm horrible with names, but
he's coming back up today. Yeah.
He had some great
points. Tell us William when he's here.
Yeah, he has great points, but the problem is that, I think it's just dire. I mean, I want to be hopeful, but I believe that we're not going to make it out of this calendar year.
Well, that's the thing is, I was even talking to Ted Nugent, his wife today, for an air tomorrow. This morning, taping it, they're like, Alex, it's okay. People are waking up. They are waking up. They should wake up even more. This is the final assault.
They should have woke up 4 years ago or 10 years ago or before they passed the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, right? I mean, this has been going on a long time.
So when you say dire, as an expert, what do you expect to happen? Because to me, it's clear they've committed to full attack, and that means hack attacks, grid shutdowns. There's a declaration of war against the country itself by CHICOM agents. I mean, it's literally a takeover.
Well, this is what I fear. And just like with any surreptitious approach to a target, you want to gain the surprise on the enemy. And what I think is they expected to sneak Biden in there and everyone to go along with it so that they could then gradually just continue to incrementally take over America, you know, cause some race riots in the summer and then invite the UN in. They'll just all happen to be Chinese. I think that was their original plan. But the problem is that the election fraud is being exposed. The COVID fraud is being exposed. It's all coming out. So just like if I'm moving from my last covered and killed sealed position up to the breach point and I get compromised, then I just go full kinetic. Then it's be as loud and as many explosions and everything. And I fear that the exposure of all this fraud is going to launch the
kinetic, them into total commitment.
The kinetic aspect. That's correct. And for those that don't know what kinetic is, think guns and explosions.
And so how do you expect them to hit? Claim a cyber attack takes out part of the power to distract us? Well, to have a mass shooting? Or
I think we're starting to see that, right? I mean, oddly, buildings are collapsing again. I mean, where have we seen this before? We've got odd explosions off the coast of Florida. I mean, and these are just the things that are actually making it into the news. How many things are going on across
the country? We know McAfee was a spook with, like, the, what you call it, Majesty 12 group, the NASA breakaway group. He was actually part of that. He did have a lot of dirt that killed him.
And everybody's just dropping dead these days, either from the vaccine or from suicide. But I'm not suicidal, Alex.
Yeah, let's be 1,000,000% clear on that. I'm never going to let myself.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've had dark days in my life, you know, and most veterans have, but not these days. So if anything happens to me, ask them how do they explain all the explosions and piles of brass.
I just want to say to veterans, don't kill yourself because you feel not needed. Commit yourself to the fight for the Republic.
That's right. Fight for your life. Fight for the buddies to your left and right. They just happen to now be your neighbors and not the guys you went through basic training with.
So what do you, I mean, Millie's obvious. When I saw the body language of Millie and Austin in that hearing yesterday, or the day before, their arrogance, their hate, how when they heard about critical radical race theory, they got so excited, and their palpable hatred was clear.
Well, and the fact that he referenced the three-fifths compromise tells you what side he's on, because no conservative that's ever read a history book believes that the three-fifths compromise was to degrade the status of Black Americans. It was actually to weaken the South by not giving them full credit so that they get more representation in Congress. But see, only morons think, oh, we're such a horrible country that we only thought Black people were three-fifths of a person. No, it was a political strategic maneuver that actually led to the ending of slavery. And, you know, you got Juneteenth. Well, how come they don't say millions, or not millions, but hundreds of thousands of white men are the ones that died, as well as, you know, free Blacks that died for the abolishment of slavery? See, that's actual history that we should expect the generals of this country to be reciting when they're testifying.
Instead, he goes, oh, Harvard came up with this. Yeah, Harvard that sold us out to China.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Harvard did this. Yeah, it's liberation theology they used to take down Latin America. Classic communist ideology being taught in America with our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs up there acting like a tough guy.
Well, it's embarrassing. But, you know, I'm just some enlisted swine. What I'd like to see is someone like General Flynn, a general officer, come out and call Milley out. Because, see, one, that just doesn't happen, right? I mean, flag-level officers, you know, general officers are the politicians of the military, right? So they don't talk bad about each other, just like senators. You know, my friend from the great
state. But now the chairman's talking bad about America.
Right, yeah.
And I think the rules are out the window.
I mean, he said he wants to learn about his white anger. I don't have any white. You know who my white anger is directed at? The globalists, the Satanists, the baby murderers. That's who I'm angry at. And if I've got a platoon of Blacks, Browns, you know, whatever, we don't care. All right. We're Americans. We want to be free. And we don't want to hear our generals up there telling us that, well, we really should study.
Well, that's what Congressman Gates are trying to put in prison for no reason. He says, I talk to everybody. Minorities are calling me in the military. They say it's hurt the military. And Austin goes, I hear they love it. And he goes, yeah, because you gave the order.
Well, I mean, of course. Yeah, we love it, sir. We love it, sir. What a jackass. That's really how it works, right? I mean, it's called a dog and pony show.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Triiodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
An upside-down flag is the official symbol of distress.
Homeland Security? Homeland Security also. We are looking for Jeremy Pratt.
Again, this is some of the raw footage at Jeremy Brown's house, U.S. Army veteran, Green Beret, 20 years, U.S. military, with the FBI visiting him long before January 6th, saying something's coming up in January. We need your help to infiltrate these patriot groups. We know that indeed happened, and now the evidence is mounting. We actually have good audio and video when he did agree to interview them, or have them interview him, with him admitting to that. So this is a big deal. You're there witnessing it. You were also there on January 6th. What do you expect him to try to pull?
You know, I don't know exactly what they're going to try to pull, but you can see the narrative unfolding, right? They have the narrative of how evil Oath Keepers are, how evil the Proud Boys are, and their active infiltration of these groups. And so it almost feels like they're setting up them as the fall guy for the next big thing. And, you know, I have a few human sources out there in the countryside, and I'm actually hearing rumblings of the July 4th being that time frame. And then today, General Flynn, you know, you rolled that tape earlier where he's also talking about that. So I think you just feel like something's coming up. And it feels the same way with January 6th. I mean, I went to D.C. not as an Oath Keeper. I was going there because I felt like something was going to happen, and I felt like somebody needed to be there that knew what was going on. And then from there, I said, hey, guys, I'm going to be there. Can I help y'all with anything like that? So, you know, you've done this long enough. You've been engaged in war all over the world, and you just begin to develop that sense that something's not right here. And you know, I hope it's nothing, but it feels like they're preparing for something much bigger.
Well, all the pre-programming is imminent. So how do we counter a group that says any political opposition to Democrats is white supremacism, and now the official doctrine of the U.S. government is you're a terrorist, we're going to, quote, attack Congress? These are quotes of Frank Figliuzzi of the FBI and others. I mean, they're really setting the stage for that. And I don't just think out of bravado. I think they really plan to try to wipe out their political opposition because they know election fraud's coming out. They know the public's turned against them.
Well, of course, and we have a template of how this works. I mean, we have 1775 and 1776. You know, the founders attempted to rationally explain that, you know, you're not doing this the right way, but it was when they moved on Lexington and Concord where we were forced as the colonists at the time to stand up and say, no, you're not going to take our guns, and you know the rest is history. And so I think that's what we're going to be building to. Is America going to be prepared? I hope so. I know that there's a lot of people that are preparing for it, but we need to expose them, right? We need to be the Alexander Hamiltons of our day and go to these board meetings, these school board meetings, these city councils, because they're afraid of us. They're ultimately a bunch of cowards, people. And if you confront them, which is why they go to D.C. and they stay there. They have apartments in D.C. They've got their little bubble. And if we dare go in their bubble, they shake in their bubble.
But let me ask you this question. Clearly, the Chi-Coms and the globalists want a civil war here to take the U.S. out for their power takeover. And so that's why the left thinks they're about to conquer America. They don't get they're about to scuttle and break the country. So how do we deal with that, the fact that some want to break the country up in a civil war? They're going to precipitate things that will trigger a civil war. But at a certain point, giving into the civil war gives them the breakdown of the country they want.
What? If it's a civil war, I think what's coming is...
No, I agree. This is more of a globalist posing as a civil war.
Correct. I mean, we're defending our homeland. They want to make the narrative that it's about black versus white, but it's not. It's really about good versus evil, right?
Because that's a total red herring they're trying to superimpose.
Yeah, yeah. They're wanting to, they know something's going to happen because they're pushing it. They know there's going to be violence because they're going to make the violence happen. They want the narrative to be, look at these white supremacists killing black people, when really it's going to be probably federal agents, you know, it's going to be more like your Bundy Ranches or your Wacos. That's what we're looking at.
And do the federal agents themselves, who I know just follow orders, realize what a horrible war this will be? Even if they end up winning the war against America, like to be a federal agent in an artificial civil war with America. That is not a good place to be.
You know, honestly, I don't know what they're thinking. And I would love to believe the Sean Hannity line that 99% are good, but that's impossible. There's no way that only 1% are making all this happen. So if you're a federal agent out there, now is the time to look inside yourself and say, you know what, maybe I don't want to be a part of this. Early retirement might be the thing for you. And I jokingly say all the time, I wouldn't want to be the FBI agent that gets the Jeremy Brown target packet 1 week from retirement. You know, you might want to take that week in vacation because we have to start standing up. You can't just stand around and expect that, oh, don't worry, my lawyer will get me out, because that's not what it's about, folks. These political prisoners have been locked away for 6 months, some of them not even being able to see their attorneys. And even if they see their attorneys, I'm telling you, the defense...
And that doesn't intimidate people. That makes the veneer of civilization peel off. And then real thing starts. I mean, it's really bad.
Hey, I mean, it's going to be bad. And the less we're prepared for it, the worse it will be. So we need to use our First Amendment. And then once we exhaust that fully, be prepared to use the second. And if you don't know the order of the amendments, I definitely suggest you pick up a copy.
But does the left know they're being walked into a trap?
No. I mean, the leadership knows exactly. But the stooges know nothing about what's going on. They are literally just mind-numbed robots being marched off the cliff. They think... And you talk about this like they think they'll be. I don't even think they're going to be in the power structure. They don't think that. They think that they're right.
Doesn't Merrick Garland get that they now captured America? They can be the leaders of it. Why not be in charge of it? Why do they have this instinct to run in the ground? Where does that come from?
Because they're globalists.
Yeah.
American sovereignty is not a thing to them. It's an impediment. To their, like, they like going to Davos.
They want to leverage America into their takeover.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so us wanting our rights and everything, that's just it's an impediment.
Yeah, they don't understand the concept of American exceptionalism. They don't understand the concept of rugged individualism. They're collectivists. They think that the world is their playground, and we are. You know, the domestic terrorists like ourselves who believe that, no, we're America and we are better. Look, equality is it's ridiculous, okay? Special Forces doesn't select based on equality. We select based on excellence. My business wasn't run based on being equal, right? We wanted to be better than everybody else. And see, that used to be the mantra of the American. We're the best. We want to be the best, but see, they want us to all be equally miserable. And that is socialism, communism, and you know, a few.
And look at Klaus Schwab saying, I will control your body. You will have nothing. You'll own nothing. He's announcing slavery like it's the new cool garment.
Well, because
instead, I just see an enemy right there.
Their followers.
Put Schwab back on screen. I mean, look at that sack of filth.
Look what they've been able to prove. Their followers will accept anything. And so, yeah, they can come right out. I mean, they know these people are they're in a cult. I mean, Jim Jones knew that they were all going to die. They knew they were going to die, and they did it anyway. This is the problem with mind control. And whether it's through the media, whether it's through the chemicals, they know what they've done.
Exactly. They've existentially set themselves up for a takeover. And Milley and Austin are all signed on. In a literal war against America. So this is it, folks. Traitors inside, traitors without. The old Marine Corps general, a quote from Korea, said, thank God we're completely surrounded. We can attack in all directions. I mean, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. We knew it was coming. This is it. So get close to Jesus and get ready. We're going to try to transmit to the end here, but this is it. The end of America or its rebirth. You are going to decide. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Their counteroffensive, but that will end up bringing them down. Maj Toure with my special guest will steamroll into the third hour. Coming up in a few minutes, we have an eyewitness to the false flag setup of January 6th with us right now. We're going to be talking more to him here in just a second. But before we go back to Jeremy Brown, please remember, without you, we're not on air. We have the big July 4th Super Stale starts today. New deals added every day. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Survival Shield X2, the great Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, 50% off. Back in stock, just added. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, Triiodine, 60% off. BioTru Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. We have like 3 systems we sell. They're all top rated. We also have storable food before inflation really kicks in. at 10% off My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com, their full catalog. You will not find a deal better anywhere than InfoWarsStore.com. All Storable Foods, 10% off InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a free American T-shirt. If you wear it in a liberal area, you may get attacked in a conservative area. Somebody might buy you lunch. But to see how much the left hates American flags, like it's a vampire hates holy water or the cross, you've got to experience it for yourself. Let me ask you this question. Why do you think the left hates America so much? Not just the higher-ups, Mr. Brown, but the low-level. I only learned this. I knew they hated America 20 years ago, but there was an event like 3 years ago in Austin. They shut down downtown, and it was called President Trump and Alex Jones in Fake News. So they shut down downtown, had thousands of people there, and I showed up, and they freaked out that I showed up at my own event. But when I got up and spoke, they didn't care. They let me speak. But as soon as I said, America's a great country, we should love it, we should unify behind it, they started howling, screaming, and grabbed the mic away from me. They really hate America, but they all want to get here. What is that about, Jeremy Brown?
Well, I mean, we know the answer to this question because Reagan warned us back when he was the president, and he warned us that America will fall at the hands of our education system. And Hitler knew this. If you control the youth, the mind of the youth, you educate them and indoctrinate them. When they grow up, they will do whatever you tell them to do. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a multi-decade operation to infiltrate the education system. Obviously, it started first in academia, but now you can't even go into preschool and kindergarten.
Preschool teaches critical race theory.
Yeah, and guess what? Now we've got VPK. We got to get those kids at age 3 and 4, Alex, because they need to know that America is bad, and that is why it is so bad. And see, you know, you basically have a line of generations where I didn't have that when I went to school. So you're starting to see the culture clash between those who were educated from start to finish in a completely compromised and captured education system against those who went to school and didn't have that level of indoctrination. So that's how they were trained. They were trained. And it doesn't take much to train them. If you start young enough, they're going to be exactly the way you want them by the time that they grow up. So
what do we do? How do we stop this? Because clearly a false flag's about to happen. They're already killing a bunch of people. What do we do?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that we're going to stop it. I think we're going to win it, right? It's coming. The fight is
here. It's like Hitler invading Russia.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop the invasion. Right. You're going to win it.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to appease them. They hate us. We're not going to maintain
our sovereignty. So just get ready. It's coming.
It's coming. But build your communities now. Right.
Oh, the power we have to warn this is about to happen. You're not going to have food. You're not going to have water. They're going to cut your power off. People will remember that later. We got to tell them now. The globalists did this to you.
Right. And I say this. Right. I've lost my 5 daughters, and my knowledge of what's going on has been used. I mean, I can show you the court documents where I'm dangerous to them because I'm a conspiracy theorist. No kidding. And I say to my girlfriend, I go, you know, maybe someday they'll see these videos and they'll realize that I was right. I mean, I was literally accused of being dangerous because I was teaching my daughters how to start a fire. I mean, this is the insanity.
This is the anti-human programming.
It's the mind control over our youth. But you know what?
Talk about that, though, because I've been through similar things where if you're literally a Christian, they say you're in a cult. Or if you're a pro-gun, they say you're going to kill everybody.
Well, they project their mental illness.
So you have 5 daughters and you lost them because you're a patriot.
5 daughter. Yeah. I literally, if I want to see them, I have to coordinate as if I'm going to visit the skiff, basically.
A secret base.
And be babysat, right? I have to have supervised.
All because you're just a patriot.
All because.
By the way, they train you to be defender of the Republic, but then they treat you like an enemy once you are.
I mean, I had a judge tell me that because of my background as a Green Beret, he was concerned I was going to kidnap my kids. I mean, they veterans, and this is the struggle that people don't know. I lost a soldier to suicide, and it wasn't because of PTSD. It was because
they were discriminated against.
His children were taken from him. He had four kids, and the system uses
it fears capable men.
Yeah.
And I tell men, don't feel bad as the system attacked you. The real war is here now. The last thing you need to do is kill yourself. Kill the New World Order politically. Work against it. Expose it.
If you are living a wonderful life right now, then you're doing it wrong, right? Those that are under attack, they're under attack for a reason, because they're the threat to evil. Evil is trying to conquer the world, and it only prospers when good men do nothing. So if your life is awesome right now, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a positive attitude.
No, but it's all peaches and cream. You're not taking on evil.
That's right. I mean, if you're waking up and butterflies are fluttering around your head and you're dancing through the house singing about your vaccine, then you're doing it wrong. You're going to be dead soon. And so this is why we know that it's getting near the crescendo, because the attacks are so heavy. And so that's why they got to round up as many of these patriots as they can. It's like the Emmanuel Goldstein and the Brotherhood, right? January 6th is being used as they're the ones we need to get first, right? They identified themselves by taking part in a presidential rally. And now they're going around door to door, rounding them up every day. And they brag about
it. Which is a form of intimidation against anybody else.
I mean, the feds literally brag. We've made arrests in all 50 states.
We've intimidated political action.
I mean, really, if you thought that we were under attack from domestic terrorism, you would make that statement sad. There would be sadness in your voice. You'd be like, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. We're having to arrest people in all 50. But no, they're bragging about it because they know that they're evil and that they're trying to take us down. But you know what?
And look at your house. The flag's upside down because we're in crisis.
That's right. We are in crisis. And when I go to RV parks, I fly it upside down, and people come up to me and they're like, do you know your flag's upside down? I go, oh, you're damn right. I know it's upside down. Do you know why it's upside down? And they go, yeah, I know. Because they're mostly veterans. They just want to make sure that I'm not a leftist that hates America. But then when I tell them that I'm not, they understand 100%.
I personally can feel, look at that national strategy for counting domestic terrorism. Official policy declares war on people that question checkpoints, that question forced inoculations, that question elections or gun control. This is a declaration of war, like December 7th, 1940, whatever, against the Japanese. But instead, it's against us. It's just, man.
Well, I mean, it was one thing when Eric Swalwell says that he's going to nuke us because he's just a joke, right? You know, sleeping with a Chinese spy. But when the sitting American president, with an asterisk, says that you can't overthrow us, we have F-15s and nuclear weapons. I mean, people should take that seriously.
Well, it also shows a serious misunderstanding of military stuff. They control the cities. Why would they use nukes against their own infrastructure? It'd be very easy, actually, with ideology to overthrow these people physically. So the idea, you wouldn't use a nuclear weapon against a guerrilla attack. You couldn't defeat it with that. It just shows delusion.
They're mad with power. Yeah. They're mad with power. And, of course, he probably doesn't even have the nuclear codes now. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, sure, but the idea, like, we'll just nuke some cities. That'll make us win.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's insanity. But they say it out loud. They say it out loud. I mean, people,
like if they nuked a city, that would make everyone turn against them. It wouldn't make us capitulate. I mean, I don't want to sacrifice a U.S. city, but you know what? For America, go ahead, Biden, nuke Chicago to show us the bow to you, you son of a bitch. It'll make everyone turn against you, you dumbass. It's watching a doddering crypt keeper threaten us with nuclear weapons is ridiculous. It doesn't do political or military doctrine. No one would act like that jerk.
Right. And if you're wearing the uniform and that message comes through.
Nuke America?
Nuke San Antonio.
Or whoever Austin gives you that order, you know what to do.
We've got to uphold our oath. We are...
So hold on. We got a whole other hour, brother. Coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.